Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzer today with Forrest Roberts of the NCBA after this.
Hey, check out my new cow dog. Come here, boy.
That's your cow dog?
Yep.
But that's a chihuahua. And what's he wearing? A sweater?
This cow dog gets chilly.
Oh, yes, he does.
Chilly, eh? Well, have you worked him yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Right now, he just likes to nap. And yap. Easy boy.
Some things just don't work like the real thing. And when it comes to parasite control, that couldn't ring more true. Ivomec brand products work. No ifs, ands, or buts. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ivomec brand products control parasites and can help increase herd performance and improve profitability. And there's never been a better time to use them. You can help get cows back into condition before hard weather hits. So get the big dog and put it to the test. Visit IvomecRebate.com to receive a limited-time-only $30 rebate coupon on the purchase of every 5-liter pour-on or 1,000-milliliter injection.
Richard McDonald, longtime top hired hand of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, died this last Friday after a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 66 years of age. Just a few days earlier, his beloved TCFA held their annual meeting and announced the Richard McDonald Leadership Institute was being formed. They're raising money for it right now. One of their partners is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Forrest Roberts, CEO of NCBA, talked with us at the TCFA about this Richard McDonald Leadership Institute.
Yeah, Ron, this is a really a neat opportunity, one that NCBA as an organization is very proud to be a part of. As most everyone that has ever had an opportunity to know Richard McDonald would know that he's had such a tremendous impact here in the U.S. beef industry, not just in the region of the state of Texas or Oklahoma or New Mexico. And having had an opportunity to know Richard for about 20 years, we had an opportunity to work with the Texas Cattle Feeders, and now we'll be looking at this Leadership Institute program as a way of honoring Richard's contributions to the industry. And it'll really focus in on how we look at the state national partnerships with our state affiliates and even a lot of our state beef council partners, where we can bring a curriculum to them that helps these executives at the state level really bring the orientation into their role and to how they work with the state national partnership in a much more quicker way. So that's what the curriculum is about.
So this is all about, as much as anything, educating some of the execs of the various state affiliates?
It is, and it is a part of a bigger leadership development platform that we have within NCBA. It's the whole leadership development area is one of five major pillars within our strategic plan. And when we look at the role of a state national partnership, Richard is one of those that absolutely exemplified that in so many ways. And so we've had an opportunity to sit down with Richard and really gain his insights over the past 30 years of what has made a strong state national partnership work. And we're going to package that in a way that's a curriculum for other state executives to learn from all of Richard's experience.
Forrest Roberts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about the Richard McDonald Leadership Institute that was announced this last Monday at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association Annual Convention in Oklahoma City. If you want more details, contact the TCFA at their offices in Amarillo. They'll tell you how you might be able to honor the life of Richard McDonald in a memorial given to this particular effort for the cattle industry to try to train up state execs in how to better work together to further the interest of the beef cattle industry in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Friday, November the 5th, don't miss the 12th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Fall Cattle Drive Replacement Female Sale at OKC West Stockyards, El Reno, Oklahoma. Selling over 600 head, including 278 spring calving bred heifers, Angus, Baldy, Maine Anjou, and Red Angus, 200 fall calving heifers, 50 spring calving cows, and 55 fall calving Angus and commercial pairs. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association at 405-235-4391 or go to okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.